It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming to you live from the Rock and Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams with their help. They can help you too. Rock and Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. You can save a bunch of money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Who's ready for the divisional round this weekend? PharrellOnTheBench.com sure is. Two games Saturday, two more on Sunday. You can't beat it. PharrellOnTheBench.com is all over it. Every day you get the football through Miami in the big game, pro and college rack, hockey, boxing, MMA. You get it all. An amazing price, the best price in the business, killer results. They speak for themselves. You hear fans all the time, Pharrell, all you do is make me fat stacks. PharrellOnTheBench.com, everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it. Sign up today. Hide the money from your wife. There you go. 855-212-4CBS. A couple of things. The podcast of this very show comes out after this very show and the next day, tomorrow morning as well. Anywhere podcasts are available and on Twitter at OnTheBenchCBS and on Facebook.com/PharrellOnTheBench. So people dig the podcast. 2 hours, 15 minutes-ish, and there's no commercials, which is awesome. I think you'll dig it. The podcast is very popular. Also, if you get preempted, you know, like if I'm not on and you're like, why isn't Pharrell on tonight? Because there's some play-by-play on sports of any sport. There's always play-by-play and games pushing me off the air. That's the way the business works. So who needs that nonsense? You can always listen to the show. All 4 hours of the show are on every night on the CBS Sports app for free. All you do is scroll down all the options. You'll see it at the bottom. You'll see headsets, and it'll say Pharrell on the Bench at 10 o'clock East. And then we're also on radio.com. It works there every night. Gandhi, free. And then we're on Ask Alexa. Just play CBS Sports Radio. That works. And then we're also on the SiriusXM app, channel 206. And you get all 4 hours every night, no preemptions ever, so I don't want to hear the excuse that you can't hear the show. The podcast works every night, every morning, and all four avenues I just told you to drive down to get the show, and three of those four are free. The satellite one you got to pay for, but it is what it is. So there you go. They all work. Oh, by the way, I use the satellite app when I with everything. I work out with it. I have everything because I used to be on there, so I know how kick-ass it is. So I actually get it, and I just don't even care about the money. It is what it is. I still think it's a rip-off, but I use it because I think it's just so much better than what we have to offer in terms of music and sports and play-by-play and everything else. It just kicks ass and takes names. So I'm on there every night. You can get it there as well. So there you go. I think that sums it up. One of the things I wanted to tell you is February 20th, allegedly, will be in Vegas. The 20th and 21st doing shows. The 22nd is the Wilder Fury 2 fight at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. So look for us to be in Vegas on February 20th through the 22nd.
And I'll tell you right now, I ain't leaving early during that fight. All right? There ain't no running to catch no flight at an airport for that one.
No.
I made that mistake with that Spence Porter fight, and it was a great fight that I ended up missing at the stables.
Right.
I ain't going nowhere for that Wilder Fury fight.
You leave Sunday morning early.
Yeah, first flight out Sunday morning. That's 6 a.m., 6:30 a.m. flight.
You'll be home by 3 in your house.
Right. But no, that I'm pumped to see that fight because I think that's going to be a really good fight.
Yeah, so I leave on that 6 a.m. flight, and you get home like around 3 o'clock.
Yeah, that's what it usually is.
You're golden. So you lose 3 hours, but you get home just in time. You're there in the afternoon, and then like Sunday night, it hits you like a ton of bricks. Like at around 6, 7 o'clock at night, you just are losing it. You're starting to freak out with the time change. Or the next day, you get hit with it. 855-212-4CBS. Mike in Chicago, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scott, man, what's going on, man?
Hey, dude, how you doing, Mike?
Hey, man, who is Scott Turner, man? I mean, this is absolutely a joke, man. This is crazy, man. I mean, talk about getting a job because who your daddy is, man. I mean, this dude, he played, look at his playing career was, he played at UNLV and never started a game and completed 5 passes in 2 years. Then he coached, every coaching job he got was because of his father. And now he's the offensive coordinator of the Washington Redskins, like it was nobody else out there besides this dude. I mean, Scott, I mean, I this is a joke, man. I mean, the NFL is a joke as far as coach. Who is Joe Judge? Huh? I mean, who is Joe Judge? I mean, this is crazy, man. I mean, I don't get it, man. I mean, you got ex-players that have won Super Bowls that are Hall of Famers that want to be coaches. And we getting this garbage. We getting people.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny, Mike, about the Giants hire and everything. The thing that I'm noticing is that all these national talk show hosts and radio hosts, me, whoever, all these guys, writers like Paul Schwartz tonight. Now he knows a little bit more about it because he knows the inside story on how they ended up getting the guy. But the reality is this, that everyone, you know, fans that are talking about him, hosts, radio, TV, everyone's talking about him like they know him or that he's a good hire or this or that. It's laughable. There's no one on the face of the earth that had ever heard of him until 4 o'clock today. Like, or what time was it? Noon? By noon.
Around noon, yeah.
Around noon, it broke. And now all these guys, everyone, national television guys, the NFL reporter guys, like Schefter, all the rest of them are talking about it like it's some genius move because he worked for Saban and Belichick. So I'll give you that. I said that, the guy learned from those guys without a doubt because he's very smart, allegedly. He's got, like, he's close to a PhD and all this other stuff, Schwartz told me. So the fact is the guy must be bright, so he's got to have learned something coaching under those guys. There's no doubt the tutelage has to rub off on him. But I'll say this, that all these people acting like they know who Joe Judge is, they're all a bunch of phonies and liars. No one, including anyone at this network or anyone at the Fan or anywhere else here in New York, they're all liars. Not one person knows who that guy is from Adam. And they've never talked about him a day in their life. Not 1 second has anyone ever talked about Joe Judge before today at noon. And then suddenly by 12:30, everyone's an expert about him. It's laughable. This business is filled with losers and phonies. At least I came on and said, I've never heard of him. I have no idea who he is. The minute I heard he got hired, I said, is this a joke? I was like, WTF, is this a joke?
Who?
Carver High still having problems with it. Look.
Who?
He can't even get through the segment. But the fact that they're talking about him now on television, like people know about him, or that he coached special teams and wide receivers, like they knew that, is a liar. No one's ever heard of him, ever. His own wife doesn't know who he is. Anyway, Mike, I see your point. Great stuff in Chicago. I have to turn this show off on the TV. I have this show on where they talk to all these sports writers and they go around in a circle and try to rack up points on who knows more. I want to punch every one of these people in the face. This show makes me want to puke. Jack in Pittsburgh on the Fan.
What's up, Scott? How you doing, man?
Hey, dude. What's up?
How you doing, Mafia?
Mafia and Carver, how you guys doing? Good? Everybody's good, it looks
doing
like.
Doing great.
Awesome.
Check it. Infinite Iron.
Infinite Iron, trying to beer, puke. There you go.
For real, though, it's just because I'm watching that Penguin game, it's really fun watching this team. Like, the roster, I mean, to realize who all these people.
Listen.
I lived in Dormont. I know you're from Mount Lebanon.
Right.
But I feel like some of these kids can be, like, playing at the Brookline Rec Center. now they're starting for the Penguins.
Well, hey, look, they're a good team. They're not bad, but the strangest things happen. You never know. Like, they could be the best team all year and then get swept in the playoffs. You just don't know what any of these teams are going to do. The Penguins, the Capitals, the Islanders, the Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay kicked everyone's ass all last year, and then they got knocked out in the playoffs. They're red hot right now. They're scoring. Toronto's red hot. But I don't care about being red hot in the first week of January. It means nothing to me. To me, the season just started like 7 days ago.
No, but there's one thing that Jack says that's so true. And he's like, I'm having so much fun right now watching this team because the team's winning with a bunch of guys that you when Crosby went down and this guy went down, Gensel goes down. You're thinking, well, this season's going to suck. I mean, we're not going to be good this year. And they're doing well, and that's why you're having fun, because when it's unexpected, it's fun. Just like last year with the Islanders, for me, nobody thought they were going to be good, and it was fun because you were getting this great unexpected year. And even though the Penguins win every year and they're always in the mix, when a bunch of guys go down and you think it's not going to happen for you this year, and then all of a sudden you're 13-3-1 since December 1st, and all these kids that are on the team are winning, it enhances it. It makes it more fun because you didn't expect it.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm enjoying it. Like, I really enjoyed watching that game tonight. I only picked it up early in the second period, but I watched the rest of it, and it was a crazy game. And, Jack, I love the Penguins more than my family. It's very important to say that at this hour and not earlier when my family could have heard me. They don't like hearing that I love hockey more than them. Sometimes you just have to admit things in life. John in Maryland, you're on the bench.
Hey, what's up, Pharrell?
Hey, bro.
Not too much. Could I get a shot of Remy?
Can we get him a little Remy? A little Remy Martin Jack? I got you.
Hey, I appreciate that, man. That definitely hit the spot. I wanted to say, a couple days ago, I was hearing you saying that you think Chuck Knoll is underrated, like, all time, as far as, like, NFL coaches.
I do.
I agree completely. A lot of my family lives up in Pittsburgh, and they really like Chuck Knoll. And another guy that I think is underrated is Joe Gibbs. I'm a Redskins fan, and I was a little kid when we last won the Super Bowl, but, huh?
Oh, no, I think I actually think Joe Gibbs gets way more respect than Chuck Knoll does. Joe Gibbs, everyone talks about Joe Gibbs like he's God, and that when they brought him back to the Redskins, they treated him like he was God. And then even in NASCAR, the guy's got a reputation that's just sparkling. I'll say this. I think he gets way more respect than Chuck Knoll does. Chuck Knoll, of course, died, but Chuck... in my view, I mean, my God, the guy went to 4 Super Bowls. He won all 4 of them. I mean, when he took over the Steelers, they were ass. They were the worst team in the NFL, bar none. And then he built them into just a absolute power and a dynasty. 4 Super Bowls in 6 years, and he gets no recognition whatsoever. No one ever talks about him at all. The only people that ever talk about him is NFL Network. The NFL films, they'll show old footage of Chuck Knoll. That's it. There's no modern television host or radio host anywhere that talks about Chuck Knoll unless they're in Pittsburgh. That's it.
Right, right. No, I understand what you're saying. And I don't know, maybe it was just a local perspective, I guess. But the other thing I wanted to say was, man, I know Maryland has had their struggles at basketball. I mean, and they have issues with turnovers and stuff like that. But, hey, I loved the win against Indiana the other day.
Right.
I loved the win tonight. And I know we lost to Penn State and Seton Hall, but if they correct the small things, do you think Maryland could potentially make a run at the Final Four maybe?
Well, I don't know about that, but I know that, I bet against them with Indiana and Ohio State. I got burned both times, so they're winning. They're tough. I think, both of those games were in College Park. So it's a lot easier winning games on your home floor than it is on the road in the Big Ten. So, they lost to Penn State. Seton Hall beat them. Seton Hall's a tough team. And when Powell plays, they're even tougher. But, it's hard to win on the road in the Big Ten. So let's see them on the road kick some ass and take some names. And then in the NCAA tournament, you play in neutral sites all the time. You're not playing on your home floor. So we'll see how they do in hostile environments. I mean, I don't consider playing at home in front of a packed house of Maryland Terp fans a hard experience for them. They get all the calls, home cooking, the whole deal. 855-212-4CBS to get on the bench.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, 855-212-4227 to get on the bench. The Vikings are going to be challenged by Nick Bosa in this game this weekend. How much, Carver, how do you think Bosa will get in there and cause problems for Cousins. I think, you know, at his age, with his game the way it is right now, that guy's going to be a monster. He's going to be all over the field. He's fast, too.
I'm starting to think more and more that the Vikings are in big trouble on Saturday.
You're feeling like they might be in for a beast. I think that team, believe it or not, I said to someone tonight off air that I think that they could actually not only go to the Super Bowl but win it.
I think that the Vikings and Cousins might have had their moment on Sunday against the Saints.
That the Vikings...
That they had their moment on Sunday.
And who else?
I'm saying that against the Saints, the Vikings and Cousins.
Oh, all right, Vikings and Cousins.
They had their moment on Sunday in New Orleans.
And now everybody's on them because right. They saw them win, so they're all betting on them.
Right, and this is a spot where...
Will you keel over if they win at Santa Clara?
Back-to-back weeks at New Orleans and at Santa Clara, yes, I would probably do that. But I think that there's a good chance they might get whacked on Saturday.
The Honey Badger, they don't call him that anymore, do they? Tyrann Mathieu, is that his name? The glue of the revamped Chiefs defense. How good do you think he's been, Mathieu, after they acquired him in free agency in the offseason?
He's been excellent. They needed players like him on that day.
You think they're D's for real, that they can stop Houston?
I think that their defense can be scored on. And Watson can do it.
Do you think that Mahomes can get him to the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Bill O'Brien on J.J. Watt playing more. We'll see how the week goes. How did you think he did? He disrupted the Bills a little bit. He got a sack, too.
He had one big play in the game, which was the sack at 16-0 that the Texans kind of fired them up. And that was the drive then after that where Watson went down the field and got it to 16-8. You know, look, when he's on the field, he's going to be accounted for. I mean, you have to account for him. You just have to. He's one of the premier players.
Here we go. Brian Beluga practicing remains in concussion protocol. I don't know about you, but I always feel like that guy's injured. Beluga. Remember like last year he was out the whole season?
Yeah, I mean, he gets from time to time.
Pete Carroll wants to see Marshawn Lynch do more in the game in Green Bay.
Who wouldn't like to see that? The guy basically was on the street for a year.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's washed.
He's only been in the building for about, what, 10 days, 2 weeks?
But if his job is to produce inside the 5-yard line, then he's done okay there.
Well, right. They like last week. They gave him the ball inside the 5, and he rammed it in there. So that's it.
Clowney's core injury not expected to keep him from playing against the Packers. He was a force in that
Another
game.
Another guy always hurt, but yes, he was a force.
The Packers and Cowboys won't meet until 2021 at the earliest, so we can see Mike McCarthy go against the Packers.
Who cares?
Tom Brady suffered a foot injury in December. Now they're going to start making the excuses for why he was terrible.
Another injury?
Kiko Alonso tore another ACL in the Saints loss. That guy's
another
been around.
Unfortunately, who has been hurt a lot.
If Jalen Hurts falls in the 2020 NFL draft in Vegas, the Steelers shouldn't think twice. Do you think the Steelers should go get Jalen Hurts?
I mean, they don't have a first-round pick, right? They traded that to Miami.
Right.
So it would be in the second or third, whatever.
Right.
Steelers need help in a couple places, don't they?
I think they need all kinds of help.
On the offensive side of the ball.
And everything. Like, they couldn't even get a first down against the Jets.
But I think that quarterback is something they're going to look for because, as we talked about after the season was over, I don't think the two guys they got behind Roethlisberger right now are the answer.
They're a disaster, and he's old man River. And his elbow's shot. Tyler in Knoxville, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scotty, how you doing tonight?
Hanging in, buddy.
You got a double of J-Mo that I could get up back there?
We keep a big, giant guzzler of J-Mo in the hizzy. Shake out.
Perfect. Thank you. I wanted to ask you real quick about the Preds, and I'll hop off. But what do you think about the firing of Laviolette? Do you think that's as short-sighted as I do? I found it absolutely ridiculous. I'll hang up and listen. I appreciate you. Have a great night.
Yeah, look, they were not playing well. They were not doing well. They were not responding to him anymore. Their run ended when the Penguins beat him in the Stanley Cup Finals, and everybody thought they would bounce right back and get there. It didn't happen for them. It didn't happen for Vegas. It didn't happen for San Jose. I'm telling you, there's something about losing in the finals that takes a toll on you. I think that he's a good coach. I think he'll surface again. But they immediately hired John Hines, who was just nothing but a disaster in New Jersey.
He was
but they think
but a
he's a really good
year.
Coach.
Here's the one thing that, you know, if you're New Jersey, you know, you could look bad on this only because it's so rare that to watch a guy that you just fired, you know, a month later in season get hired by another team. You don't see that very often.
Right.
And the guy gets a job a month later. it doesn't make you look great. Kind of like maybe he wasn't the problem. People think he's a good coach. What, you know, that's kind of the questions that get asked at that point.
But you have to admit the Devils sucked.
Look, they had a very bad first 2.5 months of the season, but I also don't think that they're that great. You know, I know they made a couple of splashy moves.
They're very young.
But they, I don't know if their talent's there. And they're playing in a division like we were talking about earlier. I mean, three of the top five teams of the league are in that division. There's a lot of, you know, they're not exactly playing in an easy division.
Yeah, it's brutal. Johnny in Dallas on the ticket.
Hey, Shigani, how you doing? Can I get a shot of Bully?
Can we get him a shot there? A shot of beer? Shake out. There you go.
Awesome. So I have some reservations about Mike McCarthy. I don't know if Jerry Jones is really going to let him coach.
Yeah, I don't believe that. He let Jason Garrett coach you guys into the gutter. So I think he'll let Mike McCarthy, who went to 8 straight playoff seasons and, you know, 9 of 10 years in the playoffs and a Super Bowl win. I think he's a little bit better than Jason Garrett. So you need to have another shot in a beer and forget about you're worried about Mike McCarthy. He's a better coach. That's all there is to it. Jason Garrett never did anything. Mike McCarthy's done it all. So, and I don't want to hear it. Oh, it's because of Aaron Rodgers. Well, I thought you guys liked Dak Prescott so much, and they have the number one offense, and they still didn't win. Who do you blame that on? Garrett didn't win, and they put up with it for what? How long was he there? 12 years or something? 10 years? I mean, my God, he never got it done. Mike McCarthy got it done every year. And everybody says it's because of Rodgers. So what? He was with Montana, Young, Favre, Rodgers. The guy knows how to coach. That's all there is to it. Your boy didn't do anything. I guess he was nice. People liked him because he was nice. Mario and Cali. Mario.
How you doing?
Hey, dude. What's happening?
Man, bro, let me pour you a shot. Here you go.
Thank you.
I got you a shot here, man.
I love you.
Don't say nothing about that. Yeah, it was beautiful. So how about you feel about this Saturday? Niners, Vikings. Let's go.
There you go. Thanks. I got about 1% of that.
I think you'd like to get your thoughts on the Niner Viking game on Saturday.
Yeah,
I mean, it was definitely tough for him to get to the finish line there. I mean, it's been clearly an evening for Mario, but
Mario had it going on.
But I think that he was trying to get to the.
I think the Niners are going to be hard to beat in Santa Clara, and they've been lying in the weeds waiting, and they're in good shape, and they got a really good football team. I thought they that win in New Orleans this year and the game they gave Baltimore. I think they might be the most dangerous team in it. I really do believe that. So we'll see if they can live up to it. The hype. Got a good coach, good quarterback, really good running game, really good receivers, really good defense. And they got a defensive coordinator that gets on TV more than Wink Martindale.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, Mafia. The Red Sox used alleged replay room to steal signs in the 2018 World Series championship season. Anonymous people who were with the Red Sox, the Athletic reported that Boston players would visit the replay room to decipher their opponent's sign sequence and then relay the info to the dugout. Someone from the dugout would then allegedly communicate with a base runner who would use body movements to relay pitcher information to the batter. They have said they've been made aware of the allegations, and they're taking the allegations seriously and will fully cooperate with baseball as they investigate the matter. The use of the video room for sign stealing, which one Red Sox source described to The Athletic as cheating, was a practice only during the 2018 regular season. Sure. Like, I believe that. Like, I believe that about as much as I believe that they'll fully cooperate with the investigation. When someone's investigating you for cheating, what are you going to do?
And now that's twice.
You're going to lie through your teeth.
That's two teams now that Alex Cora was involved with in a leadership role that are being investigated for cheating. 2017, he was the bench coach for Houston. 2018, he became the manager for the Red Sox.
Right.
It's a pattern developing here that's going to be pretty bad for him.
What do you think's going to happen to the Astros and Red Sox when a hammer drops? Because isn't this guy Manfred going to try to show his power?
Well, the Astro hammer's going to drop first. I mean, this Red Sox thing is just starting.
Right.
They claim it's going to be severe for the people that were involved. And it's so hard and tricky because this all happened when they were with the Astros, and there's guys who are going to be involved in this that are now with other organizations. Mainly the one guy who keeps getting brought up is Carlos Beltran. I mean, he's the manager of the Mets now. I get it. You want to punish Beltran.
So what, now the Mets are going to cheat?
No. What I'm saying is the Mets are going to, there's a possibility maybe, get unfairly punished for this whole Houston thing because Beltran's the manager of the Mets now. And if they want to lay a hammer on Beltran for his involvement, that's going to screw
then he
the
might
Mets.
Not be able
How
to
is
manage.
That fair to the Mets? I mean, I guess you blame that. You hired the guy knowing he might be involved in this. I mean, who knows? But it's going to be very interesting to see what they do, especially, you know, with all the people that were involved in this thing.
Yeah, no doubt about it. The Bulls guard Zach LaVine and Ja Morant of the Grizzlies both invited to the dunk contest. I want to see it, actually. I like the people possibly that are going to be in this thing, especially if Dwight Howard's back in it. Will he reprise his Superman role? Remember when he used to dunk with the Superman cape on? Derek Jones of the Heat is going to compete in the dunk contest as well, and no one cared. All we do is find reasons for guys not to work. This is a story about load management, again, and how NBA executives are livid. All we do is find reasons for guys not to work. It's getting absurd. And the younger the league gets, which will happen even more when the draft rule changes, it's going to have an even greater negative impact. In what world are you not expected to go to work every day? Back when it was Patrick Ewing standing in a garbage can of ice water, there were no days off. But now you have physical therapists and acupuncturists and masseuses and deep tissue experts and dry needlers. Now suddenly you have guys who can't go through a half an hour or an hour practice and play a game the next day. It's a joke. I couldn't agree more. These organizations have become so big that the territory, I guess, in these departments influences these decisions. The GMs and everybody else has to back up the players with the agents because you don't want to get in a situation where the player says, if I don't get a couple of days off, I need to go get a second opinion on that ankle. Basically, what is it going to come down to if you're completely relying on the player's integrity to know whether or not they need a break? Damian Lillard said, when you love to play, you play. People give Kawhi a lot of shack for playing every other game, but I feel like if he's dealing with something where he's playing when he's feeling healthy enough to play, so it depends. He might have an injury that he shouldn't be playing with, and he's playing through something. He's managing it to the best of his ability. How does my ass sound? That guy never plays. He takes off more days than anyone on earth. Except for my old boss. Bottom line is guys take off too much time. I mean, guys they're not even injured, they're taking off.
Absolute
they just,
joke, the NBA.
They just need a rest, right?
Absolute joke.
Do they do that in the NHL?
No.
These guys play every night.
Correct. There's no load management in the NHL.
Greg in Charlotte, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scotty. We love you here. You guys rock.
Thank you.
Real quick, I'll get off the air. I know you're up against it. Hey, the Baylor coach here, just tell us a little bit about him. We're not familiar with him here. And what do you think some more pieces Panthers need to, you know, contend again? I know it's been a while since they've been on the mat.
Well, I think that he coached. He's done it all. He's coached in the NFL. He's coached in college at Temple, at Baylor. He's a winner. The guy's won wherever he's gone. He turned Baylor into a national power this year that didn't get any respect, but they won all these games. Then they lost to Georgia in the Sugar Bowl or whatever it was. And now he's going to make $9 million a year, and he's your coach for the next 7 years. Even if they fire him, they're going to pay him for 7 years, $60 million plus. He could make $70 million with incentives. So the guy's really intense. I mean, he's real crazy. Like, he gets all worked up. I mean, the guy sweats like a pig. when he's coaching. The guy gets, it looks like he's going to have a conniption, but I think he's very intense. I think you're going to like him. And I don't think, you know, I think they need, again, to build their defense again, to where they had it with Kuechly and a bunch of guys that, that could stop anybody, because I felt like their problem, you know, they certainly don't have a problem with McCaffrey. I think Cam Newton will come back. I think their offense will be fine. I think they could use some good receivers again. And I think they need defense again because I think Kuechly's like playing by himself, right? Fair enough, Carver High?
Yeah, and Kuechly, you know, he's getting up there now
and
too.
And banged up.
He banged up a lot. He's had some concussion history as well. Yeah, they need to add pieces on D. They have a couple of explosive players on offense. You got to see if Cam comes back healthy. This isn't a team that's going to win three games next year. I mean, they have some pieces to win.
Right. Pistons and Blake Griffin has undergone knee surgery, facing an extended rehab. He's done. It's unbelievable how that guy's career with all these injuries. Gerard in Boston on EEI. You're on the bench. Hey. Gerard.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
What's happening? You're on. What's up?
My phone broke up. my fault.
So go ahead. Let's do this, bro.
All right. We're doing it. All right. Number one, I just want to thank you, Pharrell. I've always looked up to you, and that's the number one thing I want to say is I've always looked up to you.
Well, thank you, buddy.
To be on the radio.
I appreciate it.
Stuff like that. My question is about the Pats. All right. I'm from Boston, so don't hate me too much.
Right. I don't hate anybody.
So I was wondering, do you put any blame on Kraft, Belichick, Brady, in how that manner goes for you?
It's impossible. It's impossible to blame them, in my view, with the success they've had over the last 20 years and all the Super Bowl trips and all the Super Bowl rings and all the glory and all the happiness and all the success that they've brought Boston and New England. I mean, this has been one of the greatest runs in the history of sports. And all they've done is bring incredible joy and passion and excitement and vigor to the area and to the whole state and to New England and in Boston and everywhere around there. You know, Rhode Island, everywhere. They love them. I mean, Kraft, Belichick, Brady can do no wrong. I mean, bottom line is all good things must come to an end at some point or another. I mean, my God, is 9 Super Bowls not enough for you? 6 Super Bowl rings, not enough for you? I mean, who are you going to blame? Blame your mother. I mean, it ended. You know, these things, it's like anything else, like, you know, divorce, it always ends ugly. These relationships, these teams, these coaches, these players, these careers, it always ends differently than you expect or that you want. You want it to end a certain way, right? And I'm sure everybody in Boston wants everything to end perfectly for your team, but it ended perfectly for everyone else. You understand? So everyone else enjoyed watching you lose, and then you guys didn't enjoy the way it ended. Too bad.
Yeah, and look, nobody's going to be shedding a tear when the Patriots lose, if you're not a Patriot fan, obviously. And with
most people hope they lose again next year.
Right, well, that's the thing, you know. They've done so much winning for 20 years that, as far as I'm concerned, a lot of people, like, they could go 25 years and not win again, and you really shouldn't have to hear anything from anybody up there. You've had so much winning. But that's not how it is. But can you guys at least, like, maybe go 2 or 3 years if they start losing and just not complain about it? I doubt it, though.
Here's one for you, Carver High. The Penguins co-owner, my friend Ron Burkle, who I've worked for and I know, that is the co-owner with Mario Lemieux of the Penguins, his son, his 27-year-old son, Andrew, was found dead in Beverly Hills today. That is just horrible news. I feel awful hearing that story. That just does not sound good at all. And Man City beat Man U in the Carabao Cup, the first leg right there, the 3-1 today. I watched the game on ESPN+. Your boy De Bruyner had a goal. He's a badass. DC United hold talks with Luka Modric's reps. for trying to get that guy. He's a great player.
Modric is an excellent player.
He plays on Real Madrid now.
Yes, and he's 34 now, so he's getting to about that age where some of these guys come over and cash out a little retirement.
Who's this new NYCFC coach, Ronnie Delia?
Yeah, he coached at Celtic. We'll see.
Good hire.
It's MLS. I mean,
that's your team, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but, I mean, come on.
Liverpool has confirmed Nike will become the club's official kit supplier. They call them kits?
Yes, that's what it's called over there.
What is that, your boots?
Yeah, the whole outfit.
The whole outfit. The whole kit. Kit and caboodle. Miracle on Ice reunion. Guess what? It's going to be in Vegas when we're there.
When we're there?
When we're there.
Are you kidding me?
No. It's in. It's taking place February 21st and 22nd in Las Vegas. The relive the miracle.
Oh, we got to talk to somebody about that.
We got to get in on that. Carver High, start investigating. It kicks off the 48th anniversary weekend. Kicks off a 2-hour Vegas Golden Knights season ticket holder event at the Brooklyn Bowl on February 21st, Friday night. We got to look into that.
We got to talk to somebody about that.
Get the podcast to the show and drink beer. For Carver High and Mafia, I'm Pharrell. Good night to all of the children.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.